Shalom. We are holding in Parshas Devarim, and we'll begin with the opening psukim that the Chumash writes to describe. It says, "Eile ha-devarim ha-shedibir Moshe al kol Yisrael." These are the words that Moshe, his speech that he gave, his goodbye talk to the Klal Yisrael, be'ever ha-yardin. So it mentions Eiver Yardin, but why do you have to tell me where exactly Moshe was standing when he gave this speech? So the Rashbam learns it just to give a precise, detailed location of all the, exactly where it was. Rashi HaKadosh famously points out that these were all hidden allusions to places where the Klal Yisrael had done Averos. The Or HaChaim has an interesting pshat. The Or HaChaim, in the beginning of this week's parasha, tells us that these locations are really teaching us 9 different essential lessons, life lessons for how we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, for example, when it says Be'ever, so Be'ever, he brings that back to the pasuk of Avram HaIvri, that a person has to be able to stand against popular opinion and do the right thing regardless of what others are doing. That's the idea of Be'ever. And what's the word Yardain? So on this, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, Shiyye Mardus Belibo Tomid. A person has to have a certain self-reflection and to give themselves Moser. Toiva mardus achas milibo shel odom memea malchus hu masheromas beomro hayardain. So hayardain is the idea of self-correction. Okay, that's how the Or HaChaim does it. But the Tosha Rebbe asks a question. What does it make a difference to tell me that this is where they were actually standing? Eiver HaYardin, how does that affect the message that Hashem is giving? And second of all, the next pasuk, when it says, Achara Sayom Mechorev, Derech Har Seir Ad Kadesh Barnei, it's an 11-day journey, right, from Chorev, which is Har Sinai, until going with Liv Har Seir, until they reached Kadesh Barnei. So what is that? It doesn't really connect so much to what came before. It doesn't really connect to much what's coming right after it. So why does the Torah have to tell us that? So Rashi HaKadosh, today is Rashi's Yortzeit. Rashi tells us this is part of the Musr that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them, right? The kok, it was such an easy, could have gone in 3 days. Kokach haisa shechina mislabetes b'shvilchem l'maher b'yaschem la'aretz. The shechina wants so much to bring us quickly into Eretz Yisrael. U'bishvil shekilkaltem heisev eschem sevivos har seir arbaim shana. Because of all the averus that you did, it ended up, lasting, 40 years. So that's part of the Musr. But really, the Tosha Rebbe explains, if you think about it, it should have said what they did wrong, and then tell them what the Musr is. Say, oh, this is everything that messed up, and by the way, here's what you did wrong. That should have come afterwards. Why at the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's Musr does he point out this 11-day journey? And let's just go one more pasuk in the same parak with Lamed Zion. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Gam bi hisanef Hashem biglalchem lemor." For Hashem also got angry at me because of you. Gam ata lo savu sham. You're not going to go, right? But that was because of the Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu's hate wasn't because of the Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu's reason why he didn't go in because of what happened in May Meriva. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying this idea that it's because of what you did that I'm not going to get, right? Wasn't it Biglal Chem? On account of you? So let's not Nogay, it wasn't the Meraglim. So again, 3 questions. Let's just quickly chaz the questions, try to understand what emerges from all this. Why does it mention, number one, Eiver HaYardin? Lamai Nafkamina, where the Jews are standing at this point? Question number 2, this whole idea about this 11-day journey really has no connection to what came before it or what comes after it. So why right here Moshe Rabbeinu is pointing out everything that was delayed as a result of the averus they did? And finally, why does Moshe say he can't enter Israel? Because of the Meraglim. That really wasn't the reason why Moshe couldn't go in. It was because of what happened at Mei Meriva. So Tosha Rebbe, Zechusa Yogin Aleinu, wants to give an explanation to this. And he starts off with a famous idea that we have in the Chumash. Let's go to Parshas Yisro for a second. Hashem is going to introduce himself to the entire Klal Yisrael by giving us the Seres HaDibros. So what does Hashem say? Anochi Hashem Elkecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Yibeis Avodim. I am Hashem, your God, Asher Hotzeisicha, who took you out from Mitzrayim. That's true,
But really, you know, why didn't Hashem say a much stronger talking point? The Rishonim asked this question. Why doesn't Hashem say, Asher Barasi Shemayim Va'aretz? I created heaven and earth. That's a bigger thing to put on one's resume than taking us out of Mitzrayim. So the Mefarshim, the Ramban, the Rebbeinu Bechaya, they give their answers. But we have to understand, what's the connection over here, as Hashem specifically wants to highlight this fact, I took you out of Mitzrayim. So let's work this out based on the Gemara in Brachos and Hayam and Aleph. Shalosh matanos toivos, nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem gave three gifts to the Klal Yisrael. V'chulan lo nosan ela al yidei Yisurim. And the only way we got these three things, we were able to be konen and acquire them, was through being afflicted. We suffered in order to get them. It's Torah was one thing, Eretz Yisrael was the second thing, and Olam Haba. So the Gemara says that Yisurim memarkin kol gufa shel adam, that they purify, they refine a person. When a person is suffering, it's not stam for no reason. There's a tachlis to it. That's what refines us. That's why we went through the Bris Bein HaBesarim. That when Hashem tells Abraham by the Bris Bein HaBesarim that your children are going to be afflicted and enslaved. It wasn't just a punishment. There's a purpose behind it, namely that the afflictions, the Yisurim, should come and refine us in order to make us able to receive it, right? That gerus, right? The avdus that we have, the inui that we had, all these things that we should be able to acquire the Torah, that can only be acquired, as the Gemara said, through Yisurim, right? The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav, coming up soon in the Daf Yomi cycle. So it says, Yisrael sha'amdu al Har Sinai poskuzu hamasan. When we stood at the Har Sinai, so we that zuhama, that impurity, that left us. How did it leave us? Davka left us. Why? Because we went through Mitzrayim and we purified ourselves through those Yisurim. By going through that painful difficulty in Mitzrayim, because of that davka was what enabled us to receive the Torah. That's what the Gemara says. You can't have these matanos unless you go through the Yisurim. That Avodah Kasha in Mitzrayim was what purified and refined the Bnei Yisrael in order to receive it. So after we had that purity that we achieved at Har Sinai, so now we're ready to go to Eretz Yisrael. That was the plan. But the chait of the Meraglim ruined it. And that caused the Klal Yisrael to need a second round of being mezakech them, to purify them and to refine them. And that's really the answer to the third question. What did it mean when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Biglal Chem? Because of you, that's why we're not going in immediately, right? You needed refinement. If you would have done things correctly and not rebelled, then, you know, you wouldn't have had to go through all these Yisurim of not having water. The Nisayin of Mei Meriva came back because of your rebellion, because of all these things that the Klal Yisrael did. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to them. But that's why I wasn't able to go in. And now where are they standing? They're standing Eiver HaYarden, right? This is the last stop. It's literally like on the other side of the river. You're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. So right now, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them Musar. It's time to do teshuva and realize what was the tachlis, what was the whole point of all these Yisurim that you went through in order to be able to come to it. There's a Gemara in Erechin, on Tazayin, Ad Heichan Tachlis HaYisurim, right? How far does the Tachlis of Yisurim go? Afil Hoshit Yad Lekis Litol Shalosh Prutos V'Alsa B'Yad Oshtayim. You wanted to take out three coins from your hand. You needed three dimes, three nickels, and all came out was two. That is Yisurim. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, right? He asks on that, and also the Gemara in Shabbos on Nun Hey. The Gemara says, the Yisurim below Avon, right? The Yisurim only come through a chait. So how could it be? Ask the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, is something so small, right? That takes away your Avonos? That those are Yisurim. You stuck in your hand to get out, you needed three coins and you only got out, two? It says Tachlis. That's the Tachlis of Yisurim. So this is the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, an amazing idea. That the Toelis, the benefit that we have of Yisurim, of being going through, afflictions and suffering, the tachlis is in order to be ma'orer us to do tshuva all our chatoim, that we did something wrong, right? And if a person gets these yisurim kalim, That could be something so simple as not getting the right change when you stuck your hand in your pocket. If a person would take that and be ma'or himself immediately after that, his teshuva, oh, look, it didn't go the way I wanted to, something. That's the tachlis. That's what the tachlis. If chas v'shalom, a person doesn't ma'or themselves to do teshuva when the yisurim come on the light on lightly, so then, says the Shem Tov, so then, you know, more serious things, chas v'shalom, could happen. So that's exactly what the tachlis is, and Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Klal Yisrael, look where we're at. We're at Eved Hayar. Now is the time to tshuva to achieve what the tachlis of all these yisurim were going through. And that now explains the second question that we had asked. Why was at the beginning of the speech Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, oh, by the way, you went in 11 days and right, you messed up and it only would have been instead of 40 years. This is explaining that was the reason for all these yisurim. This is why I'm giving you the mussar now, you should take to heart the message and be ma'ori yourselves. And really, that's an important message for Parshas Devarim. And this time of the year, we think about the 9 days, Beina Mitzarim and Tisha B'Av, we think, well, why such a long galus? Why so many Yisurim throughout thousands of years of being displaced, and being tortured and exiled and suffering? So we have to realize that this is a call for us to do teshuva. That's what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara in Eruchin, the Gemara in Shabbos. And he thinks about it. The Tosh Rebbe points out, that's why what happens after we say Eicha? What do we say? How does Eicha really end? Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva. Chadesh Yemeinu Kekedem. Right? After we've gone through all the kinos, right? And the Churban of the base of Migdash and all the Tsar, the Shechina. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha. And on that, there's a Marasha in Sanhedrin, on Sadi Ches. The Sanhedrin, I'm sorry, the Marsha writes in his commentary in Sanhedrin, Ki ayide mizmore tehillim asher b'nei Yisrael oimrim begalus yigalu megaluson. Through saying tehillim, reciting tehillim, that's going to bring the geula, because it's going to be more a person to teshuva. The chashivas of saying tehillim in general, but specifically whether it's saying that day's tehillim as it's divided up for the month right after davening, or you know, on Shabbos, there's an inyan of saying. Different Chassidim have different minhagim. I think the minhag in Chabad is on Shabbos Mevorchim. They say the entire Sefer Tehillim before davening in Skver. If anybody has had the privilege of spending a Shabbos in Skver, they say the entire Tehillim. They have a Kabbalah from Mordechai Chernobler from Eliyahu HaNavi, right? That it's a tremendous tikkun for the Pagam HaBris. Actually, he brings in the Kuti Shoshanim from the Rebbe Melech Zechus Yogin, who says, "Ki yesh lefamim she'ein mo tefil lepoil Yeshuos lahamtik adinim ibar Yisrael." Sometimes the davening can't be sweeten any judgments against the Jewish people. Ki yesh alav kitra gadol ma'od. He has a very tremendous accusation, God forbid, against him. Aval al yedei tehillim yecholin lifol. Through reciting Tehillim. Tefillah won't help because it's too strong, but the Tehillim can give a Yeshua for in all cases. Through doing that, a person attaches himself to the world called Tehillah. It's a Miloshin, it's a Pasuk in Eov. The Pasuk says, Tahil Oro. It's like a flash of light. Kisham Kula Or. Says the Rebbe Melech, that world, that place is kula or it's all light. Ve'ein satan, ve'ein pagara. There's no accusations. There's no pagara. That's the words of the Rebbe Melech. This idea, this importance of saying Tehillim, is something that we think about. This is Shabbos Chazon that we're coming up to, which the Kedushas Levi tells us is the deepest, the biggest Shabbos of the whole year. We receive a vision of what the geula could be on the personal level and on the national level, and that idea about connecting to it is accomplished through saying Tehillim, because Tehillim is so strong it could bring us a Yeshua even in a place where normal tefillah can't bring us to. Just to be Messiah, to end off with, since this is Rashi's Yortzeit, Rashi brings in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hashem Elokeo v'seichem Yosef aleichem kachem elef pa'amim v'yivarich eschem kasher diber lechem. So what does Rashi HaKadosh say? Moshu, why say v'yivarich eschem kasher diber lechem? El omolo, Moshe ata nosin kitzva levrichosel. You're giving a kitzva, a limit, a set amount to the brachos.
Avram. Hashem already promised Avram Hashem im yuchal ish limnos. If a person could count, right? Back in Lech Lecha. So Amal Hem said, no, zu mishalihi. This is my bracham. Adding, aval hu yivarech eschem kashedibir lachem. He should bless you as that is, right? Elef pa'amim. So elef pa'amim is a lashon of connecting to the alufo shel olam. That this time period of the Bein HaMetzarim is a chance and an opportunity that we can make a tremendous nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we can connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the bracha that we're given through Moshe Rabbeinu, that we should become a kli, a vessel able to receive the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give each and every one of us. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos.